And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Our web producer, Lee Hill, is out this week, but filling in for him is Arwa Gunja. Hi, Arwa.
Hey, Michelle. How was your Christmas?
It was great. Santa was nice. Thank you for asking. So what are people talking about on the blog this week?
Well, last Friday's Faith Matters got listeners talking. We had on Leah Scholl. She's an ordained minister who opened a ministry that reaches out to exotic dancers. Her philosophy is not to get dancers to quit their job, but to remind them that God can be part of their lives as well.
These are young women who are 18 to 24 years of age. Many of them believe that because they've made the decision to be exotic dancers, they've ruined their life. We are not trying to get the women to quit working in strip clubs. We try to support them as they do it.
You can imagine that people had a lot to say about that story. One listener, Lintoria Elder, wrote in to say, "At an early age of 25, I chose to become an exotic dancer. As I traveled throughout the United States dancing, I made my money, put myself through college, got my degree. For 14 years, I have been in the medical field. So, Leah Scholl, continue to do what you do."
That's impressive. And, Lintoria, thank you so much for writing and sharing your story. Another listener also wrote in supporting Leah Scholl. Kimberly McNair wrote, "I love this piece. I'm working on my Master's of Divinity at Union Theological Seminary in New York City, and I often wonder how to make this work. The papers, the class discussions, etc., come to life once I'm finished with my degree. Not that what we do within the four walls of a church doesn't matter, but Scholl is a great model for how to stretch ourselves and the world." So what else caught people's attention this week, Arwa?
Well, earlier this week, we had on Congressman Danny Davis. Now, he was pulled over last month by Chicago police for crossing the center line, or at least that's what they say. He says he was racially profiled. This interested Don Scott of Las Vegas, and he called in to say,
"We have profiling that goes on constantly here, and I don't think that there'll be any resolution soon. And these are the kind of people we have in our neighborhood, the criminals with badges who are above the law."
Thanks for your comments, Don. And finally, when you were out, Michelle, we covered the city council decision in New Orleans to demolish 4,500 public housing units. Now, this got local activists enraged, and some of our listeners as well. One listener, Maiba Leibenthal, posted a comment on our blog, and this is what she had to say.
"I appreciate the interview about the demolition of public housing in New Orleans this afternoon. Just to clarify some facts, however, not all of the projects received damage during Hurricane Katrina. I also think that the discussion was presented in a limited manner and did not address the larger issue of affordable housing and homelessness facing the city of New Orleans right now. This crisis cannot be seen or presented as a separate issue from the demolition of public housing."
Maiba, thank you for that. And you are absolutely right. The issue of homelessness and affordable housing is very complicated all over the country, but certainly in New Orleans. We certainly appreciate your input here and that of all of our listeners. And thank you, Arwa.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember to tell us more about what you think. Please go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.